Poor VWA, mobile.
Whit Morgan, Steve. This is N0 TR Mobile in kind of dreary morning.
How you doing, buddy? It's a good day for driving. Sun's not firing in my eyes. I got out early this morning, was in Gaffney early. And now I'm headed back down to get me a hot dog. Hey, have you heard about this place down in Malden? The Ben Store?
Steve, there's a Ben Store here on Wayne Hampton, and they closed. And every time that they were open here, it was absolutely total chaos, swamped, parked all down the road. Let me turn this radio down. It's bargain stuff in bins, and that's all I know. We never did go in there because it was so crowded all the time. Heck, you'd have to walk half a mile to get in the door.
Well, a guy I went to school with, we're going to have lunch at Skins, and this place is in the old Kmart in Malden, and he was in there yesterday and was just all up in the air about it, so he's talked me into going down there and going in that place today. He said there was lots of people in there, but it wasn't like, extremely crowded, but... It's a curiosity, so I'm going to go down there and I'm going to check it out, see what it's all about.
Tip of the day, and they walk among us, and you're going to be one of those if you go into a crowd. You don't want to risk yourself or your family, and it is certainly not worth going into. You can afford the things you want, and for a few little bargains, I'd avoid the crowd, but just a personal opinion.
I mentioned this once before. I've been working in and out of medical offices pretty much my entire career, and I can look at a place and pretty much tell if I need to wear gloves and a mask in there. So this might be one of them, and I keep gloves and an N95 mask handy.
Yeah, and sometimes I wonder about the effectiveness of that. We have masks that have a 2200 micron filters in them, and I still don't thoroughly trust them. In fact, we took out and went to the fruit market all about 10 minutes ago, and Bernice forgot her mask. Now, there was no one in there, but they're on 101, where we always go. But just to show you how serious I am, I turned around and drove 5 miles back home so that she would have a mask, because we're going to go to Tractor Supply and she wants to go to Aldi's. And we try not to do that only on a need-to basis.
Yeah. Well, and your susceptibility to that is very, very high. So I can see where you guys would take those kind of precautions. I don't blame you a bit.
Yeah, and that's very true, Steve. But my gracious, you got a wonderful home, wonderful family. I just be careful about your risk. And medical offices, from what I've seen, and I had a colonoscopy the other day, and it turned out fine, so far as I know. They hadn't done the pathology yet, but he said they looked good. I had two polyps. But they're taking a great deal of precaution, so I think you're fairly safe at those kind of facilities. But that meantime, it attracts a lot of people from all walks of life. I mean to tell you, it was swamped every time we looked at it up here.
Where was it on Wayne Hampton?
Rowe's Fireworks would be across on the north side from the Salvation Army and that lighthouse store there, right in that area. down North Rutherford Road right now, and we're within a mile of White Hampton, which would be the mall where old Hobby Lobby and Target's at. Okay, we come up to that corner, and you turn right, and it's about two blocks, and it was on the right side. It used to be, what was that called, Maurice? Where you took a Restore store there.
Right in there where Kmart used to be?
Well, I couldn't answer that. It's a big building, but they had to, you could go in there and donate your items. And Joey's Fireworks has got a truck that sits out there in front all the time. And you see his box truck says Joey's Fireworks on it. And it's in that same building. And they were open for, oh, probably a year, weren't they, Bernice? Something like that. It's called Bin Time, B-I-N. And Guy State Park over in the parking lot to the east of there, and walk for half a block just to get to it, because that parking lot was always just totally saturated. This is NZRL TR.
K4VWA. Well, I'm going to go in there and just take a look with him. You know, it's always worth the experience one time. And like I said, I've been fairly successful over the years, you know, back when doctor's offices were not taking the precautions they are now. I'm not getting sick in there. And so anyhow, I'll take my usual precautions plus a mask and some gloves, and hopefully that'll do the trick. So, well, what else is going on? Anything good?
Roger. I gotta watch traffic here, Steve. That is Joy's Fireworks now, where Ben Time was. I guess he's renting the building. He was complaining about the high cost of the rent the other day to me. Yeah, Steve, nothing has been as contagious as this COVID-19 before. It's a new one. And a lot of people recovering, I think 1% or not, from what I read. But, gee, Manny, you talk about an increase in cases here this last week. It's incredible. Thank you, Peace Marches. Anyways, not much going on. We're going to go to Aldi's. I'm going to go over and tank the truck up with gas, and I try to keep it filled up. And just goofing off, we had a couple of trees taken down yesterday, several of them. And boy, I'm glad they're down. One of them was 70 or 80 foot, and it was just too close to the house. I get nervous when those storms come through.
I've got one over at the house I've got my daughter living in that I need to get out of there. But it's such a pretty tree, and it's a poplar, and it's probably, well, you couldn't put your arms around it, put it that way. It's really big. But if it came down in a storm, there wouldn't be nothing left of that little house.
Yeah, it's kind of expensive. These guys were climbers, Steve. I have a picture of it. You never did. Did you get my email address and that? I was looking forward to you sending me your email address and phone number. That way I could send you pictures or something. You wouldn't believe these guys. They climbed up to the top of that tree. I had part of a dipole. Well, not a dipole. Carolina Wyndham was still up there, and it was copper-coated steel. And I was worried about it cutting that guy in half, and I warned him over and over. And he was Spanish-speaking, so you know how that is. But his wife spoke good English, and she warned him. And he got it down, and there was quite a lot of that still. I tried to pull it out, and it got stuck and broke. But I was worried about him. But, oh, my gracious, it gave you an ulcer just to watch him, Steve.
Something that I learned a long, long time ago. If you're going to contract somebody to do it, and I mean by do it, I mean just about anything that you need done, make sure that they're qualified, make sure they're bonded, tell them what you want done, let them set the price, and then just walk away, and then come back when they're done and inspect the work. Don't ever get in between watching or doing that stuff, because that's their responsibility. So, yeah, I knew. I would never have been out there watching them, because I'd have had an ulcer.
Roger, this is your old TR, KN4 VWA. Well, they had taken down a great deal of trees down at our daughter's. It was right behind their deck at their lake house. And I would say, and there were two trees right together, and they were like grown together. And I would say they were 80 footers at least. And I'd say the circumference was probably 54 to 60 inches. Unbelievable. And they took them down a piece at a time, and they couldn't drop them. They had to lower it. And they just did a phenomenal job. And it's one guy does the climbing, and there's two other Spanish guys on the ground. They're Mexicans, if you will. And I don't think that's a bad word. Never know nowadays. But at any rate, they were really nice folks and did a terrific job. And they were licensed and insured and had it on the side of their truck. And I made certain of that, licensed and bonded. So that's good. And they did a great job and cleaned up great. Well, Steve, I'm here at the John Deere place. I got to run in and get a maintenance kit for my lawnmower. So I'll let you go for a little bit. This is NZTR. Good to hear you.
Tom, and yes, I did get that information, and I've just been out on the road. I got it one evening, and then I left for Charleston the next day. I've been down in Charleston for about, I got back Sunday evening, but I'd been down there about 4 days, so that's why I hadn't quite responded yet. So I'll get with you on that, get you an email sent over. N0TR, try to be careful out there. Don't run over anybody.
KN4 VWA.
I'm clear.
Okay, Steve. You keep your social distance down there, and thank Tom for that. See you later, N0TR.